want to be an echo of your peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you, my friend. It's been a while since Greg Lacamelli and I have been with you, and I miss your company. You've traveled with me and have been deep in my consciousness. And now we're connecting a little bit. I was saying, and I think I said it to Greg earlier, I miss being on the air. And when I was growing up, listening to somebody on the radio where you talk about being on the air, peace be with you. You may or may not hear it. A plane is flying overnight. I'm over my head here this evening. I'm in California. I'm within an eighth of a mile of the Pacific Ocean. I'm near the shoreline. I'm here at a conference. And you and I are here as we've completed our Easter season and have moved into the time, the very beautiful, stirring time of Pentecost. Peace be with you is the beautiful outgoing expression of Jesus as he stood in the midst of his disciples after his resurrection. And he said this so that he would breathe on them God's Spirit, the Spirit that Jesus shares with the Father, the Holy Spirit of God that has breathed out over the ocean here tonight. I can hear it. You wouldn't hear it, but it's in the background that we invite it into the foreground. To our hearts. The Holy Spirit filled the hearts of the faithful. Lord God, fill our hearts and enkindle in us. Great old prayer. Kindle in us the fire of your love. The Holy Spirit, the breath that stirs the flame of God's love and creates a fire in a real sense, a fiery sense of being present in the world, moves us out of coldness and stillness into the animation, the anima, the movement of God's breath and life for us. Jesus says in the Gospel again from John 20, 19-23, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And whose sins you retained are retained. And then whoever proclaims it on the Feast of Pentecost on Sunday says the gospel of the Lord, the good news of Christ. We hear this good news, and it means that you and I are drawn into, filled with, a spirit of reconciliation, of an ability, a gift, the gifts we each have to, in receiving the Spirit, bring forgiveness and peace to our world. To receive this peace, to be hearts filled, women and men, enkindled fire in our lives and our loves. So as I'm with you on the air here tonight, I'm thinking of the air that's moving, the ruach, the breath of God in Hebrew, the feminine that stirred all of earth into a new creation. And we think of the beautiful one-line mission statement of Mount Irenaeus, to join with Jesus Christ to make all things new. And there's this newness happening now in the season of Pentecost, the renewal of the church, the renewal of the world, the renewal of your walk and mine, the sending the Spirit into our lives and our hearts as God's own breath, the Spirit that would stir us now to take a deep breath, that would allow you and I, wherever we are, to not be artificially animated, but to be really stirred by God's own presence. I've missed you, but now we're on the air, filled with the breath together. We're just stirred, we might say, as a breeze would. Empowered as the wind does the sails of a ship. Enkindled as fire does to clean up the old and create places for the new. And we heard in the Acts of the Apostles, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise, a strong, driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. And there appeared over them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. And then we might remember that passage. It's just wonderful. Again, it's the Acts of the Apostles. It's this wonderful early part, Acts 2, 1-11, when women and men are disturbed by God's love, and like fire in them, and it rises up, tongues over their heads, alerting us to the fact that they're alive with something that's real, that will enkindle it, that will renew the face of the earth. And so as we receive that breath now, and as we quietly allow ourselves to be animated, as we allow ourselves to be filled with the fire of love, the breath of God that ignites our hearts even in dark places, brings light to anything that's been hurt or injured, empowers you and me to be the people, the women and men who brings reconciliation and forgiveness to others. We might right now, in this quietness, give thanks and praise for wind and fire, for being on the air, for being lifted up by the breeze, by filling by God's, being filled by God's fire of love for a new life and a new time in a renewed world. Unity is talked about through the Pentecost time, and on this Sunday especially, the diversity of the many languages from which emerged a sense of unity in the early Christian community, that all were hearing the good news, whatever their color or language background. Whipped up, we might say today, stirred by God's own breath to renew the face of the earth, be the dwelling place of God, be the light, the nations, but one person at a time. You and I right now, and the others we might see in a few minutes who will receive breath of life from us as we receive it ourselves now, will feel and experience the warmth of our love and our reconciliation with them because we're receiving, we're being enkindled by the fire of God's love now. It's wonderful to be with you here and share some time on the air again, to hear the wind in the background and the deep people moving around this wonderful convention center, conference center in California, where the Kabbalists have gathered women and men from all over the country to be renewed in their spirit and find new place within the contemplative life. And that's why I'm here. You'd come with me. I've spoken of you. I've told them of the mountain community and how it longs to celebrate unity. And so this closing line from Thomas Merton, who delighted in the fire of God's love. Then he tells us, and I often quote it, that at the deepest level of communications is not communication but communion. It is wordless. He says, my sisters and brothers, we discover an older unity. We are already one, but we imagine that we are not. And what we have to discover now, I would add in, with the light of this season of Pentecost and with that fire and with that breath, is our original unity, Burton concludes. What we have to be is what we are. Women and men on the earth, but filled with the air, the breath of God's life. Peace be with you, my friend. Peace be with you. And may we bear that peace in the world.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness.